Now, for the first two talks on this video, we're going to tackle things in a rather different way. Instead of taking a book of the Bible, I want first of all to give you an overview of the whole Old Testament. Here we have a collection of books covering about 1,000 years, written by many different authors, and many different types of books. There are history books, law books, song books. How do they all relate together, all 39 of them? I think it's so important to have an overall picture of how these books fit together. God has not given us a topical Bible. Wouldn't it be nice if he had? You know, if the book of Genesis was all about God, and the book of Exodus all about Jesus, and the book of Leviticus all about the Holy Spirit, and if he'd put all the texts together under one topic, it would save us buying concordances and looking things up from all over. He deliberately didn't give us a Bible like that. He didn't want us to have a Bible like that. And so the teaching on any one topic is scattered over the whole Bible. And he didn't want to give us a box full of texts, though since chapter and verse numbers have been added to the Bible, that's how we treat it. And we pick a text out from here and a text out from there and just ignore the context so often. Well, now, God has given us actually a library of books. The word Bible is a plural word. It comes from the Latin biblia, and it means books, not book. So the Bible is not a book, it's a library of books. And each book is a separate entity, and God wants you to learn his word book by book, because that's how he chose to give it to us. If he just wanted to give us a lot of texts, he'd have done that. If he wanted to give us a lot of topics, he'd have done that. But what he did do was give us these books. And every text, as we call each verse, is in a context of that book. And that book is in a context of history. God gave us his word in time and space. And it's very important to get both dimensions so that we understand at what time he said this and in what place he said this. And the time and place give it its meaning, because his word was given in life situations. He was always saying something to a particular situation in time and space. And those are the two contexts we need. So I thought in this talk I'd give you something of that context. Let's begin with space. And to do that, of course, we need maps. There is a geography of the Bible as well as a history of the Bible that we need to hold in our minds when we're reading it. And there are really only two maps that we need: a map of the whole Middle East and a map of the Promised Land in the Middle East. And we need to hold these, if we can, as a picture in our minds. Now, the familiar name that is given to the overall map of the Middle East is the Fertile Crescent. And that's a phrase you'll read in many books on Bible background.